So this man, obviously, now that we kind of got into the modern era, had the option of a checkpoint inhibitor. But I'm just kind of curious, since he did have a BRAF mutation, what your take is on targeted therapy of patients with a colon cancer and BRAF mutation. We saw some data actually on the same program. Scott Kobetz talked about the trial he presented at ASCO. You might want to talk about that. Globally, what's your take on targeted therapy? And, you know, assuming the patient's not MSI high, how do you integrate targeted therapy into non-protocol management of these patients?
In the BRAF mutation patients in particular? So, I mean, I think in the non-MSI BRAF mutant patients, which are the more common and a very bad prognosis, as we know, you know, that's not the biggest group of patients, but if we're going to say it's 8 to 10% of our patients with metastatic colon cancer, I think the data that Scott presented was very compelling, that the combination of irinotecan, cetuximab, vemurafenib is an active regimen in these people. I personally looked at that regimen, that SWOG trial that was presented, and I thought, you know, I saw the first data, I was less impressed, but then I saw the randomized data separating the curves and clear, you know, no survival advantage yet, but that's small numbers and short follow-up, but PFS advantage, it's pretty clear. And the patients who get irinotecan, cetuximab, and vemurafenib, I found that compelling enough that I think those patients should get that, should get a BRAF inhibitor in the mix. I think, you know, we'll see those approved pretty soon. As you know, there's a bunch of BRAF inhibitors out there that are looking at the same paradigm, whether it's with EGFR inhibitor or with chemo is one school of thought that Scott put forward, which I think makes good sense. The other one is to forgo the chemo part of it and give them the BRAF inhibitor and the MEK inhibitor and try to block downstream of that. So there's different ways to get at that BRAF mutation. I do think that we'll be in an era pretty soon where BRAF mutant colon cancer patients will be treated with a BRAF inhibitor as part of their regimen.
And I see that you've been involved with work looking at, well, first I see encorafenib and cetuximab, another trial looking at dabrafenib, trametinib. What do you see with these patients clinically, particularly with their skin?
So these are not easy drugs. I mean, the simple problem is that the skin toxicity is a big one when you add in two drugs that cause skin toxicity. So all patients need to be really, we're very aggressive with the antibiotics in these people from the get-go, perhaps even more aggressive than we would be if they were on single-agent EGFR inhibitors. The dabrafenib-trametinib combination, which is probably a lot of folks know pretty well about that combination from multiple cancers, is, you know, there are some other issues beyond rash that are challenging. I would say fevers are a very common problem, as is fatigue and LFT abnormalities. So those drugs need to be dosed, you know, carefully.
Could I just ask you, I mean, that combination is actually approved in lung cancer now, and some people are using it first line, but would you use that combination outside a trial setting in BRAF mutated colon cancer?
Not yet. I think if I was going to use a BRAF inhibitor in colon cancer off trial, I would choose Scott's regimen. I would choose the irinotecan, cetuximab, vemurafenib, because I think that is probably the furthest along. It's got good randomized data. And I personally think the idea of giving some cytotoxic chemotherapy in those people is probably a good idea. And by that, I mean, if they're irinotecan naive in particular and they're BRAF mutated, irinotecan, cetuximab, vemurafenib to me is a good way to go. There's a bunch of trials. There's actually a randomized trial. Encorafenib's doing a randomized trial with their MEK inhibitor and with cetuximab, and they're randomizing people to irinotecan cetuximab versus their triplet or their doublet. So there is a lot of effort now going into this.